This is Spoke Scene. I'm Deborah Hand Cutler. We're coming to you from the Longhouse in Northridge, California. My guests are Josh Reynolds, Mike Marvin, Tim Gore Langton, the Kingston Trio.
1, 2, 3, 4. You know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls pick them, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever? Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young girls gone? Gone to young men, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they? Young men gone, gone to soldiers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? And where have all the soldiers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the soldiers gone? A long, long time ago. Where have all the soldiers gone? Gone to graveyards, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time passing. Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time ago. Where have all the graveyards gone? Gone to flowers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
Thank you and welcome to you all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Oh, good. It's quite a pleasure for me. The Kingston Trio has been around in one form or another for 60 years.
Now, this song was a song that my father loved to sing to all of his children when he put them to bed. Now, when I was 3 years old, Mike moved in with us in Sausalito, California, up at 905 Santa Rosa Avenue, and my dad would come in at night, and we were sleeping in the same bed, and I'd be kind of tussling about, and Mike would be there, and then Dad would come in, and he would have a cigarette in one hand and a beer in the other, and he would sit down, and he would sing this song to us. I mean, I was three. I mean, the lullabies were great, but Mike was 18, so it was a little bit weird, but we loved it, and it's become... It really is the emotional through point for, I think, everything that we do.
So, and who wrote it?
No, it was a gentleman by the name of Gable Reeves, an old, old, old great folk writer, and he actually did another version of the song called Cowboy's Lullaby, which had different lyrics but the same melody.
Sleepy drifting by. Can't you hear the rails singing? That's a hobo's lullaby.
Don't you worry about tomorrow. Come and go. Tonight you ride a nice warm boxcar, free from all the wind and snow. Go to sleep, you weary hobo. Watch the town go drifting by. Can't you hear the rails a-singing? That's a hobo's lullaby. I know the police cause you trouble.
Oh, don't they?
They cause trouble everywhere. But when you die and go to heaven, there'll be no policemen there. Drifting by. Can't you hear the rails a-singing? That's a hobo's lullaby.
Let's do it again.
Go to sleep, you weary hobo. Watch the town go drifting by. Can't you hear the rails a-singing? That's a hobo's lullaby. Can't you hear the rails a-singing?
Thank you. I know the cowboy version of that, but I've never heard the hobo version.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't
yeah.
know there was one. Wonderful.
There definitely is. And that was interesting because we were halfway through the song and I was starting to think about Tim, because Tim, that's a song that we asked the audience to sing.
You know, there was. Because he became one of the major songwriters for the
That's
folk
right.
genre.
Well, you know, he was writing songs before he even joined the trio. He had a few songs that the trio had actually recorded. Molly D was one of them. What was the other? There was a couple others, right?
There were a few, yeah.
There were a few others. So when it was time to replace Dave Garda, obviously he was on the list. And we are going to do one of his songs now, which is California Bloodlines.
This is a song that John never did with the trio, but and he never played the banjo on it, but we thought we'd try it that way.
Had I been born in New York City, a New York City girl I'd know. All working in the concrete, not the sunlight. Living in that New York rain and snow. Well, there's California bloodlines in my heart, and a California woman in my song. Well, there's California bloodlines in my heart, and a California heartbeat in my soul. And
in Tennessee. But I knew I never could have let that happen. For you and California are in me. Well, there's California bloodlines in my heart, and a California woman in my song. Wondered where we were, for we were born, drifting through the heavens on a song. I know it's so, I've seen the big Sierra, saw a California sunrise coming on. Oh, there's California bloodlines in my heart, and a California woman in my song.
Thank you. Yeah, that song has been popular with bluegrass people and bluegrass bands.
It's one of John's, yes. John Stewart's most recognized songs.
Absolutely.
Besides Daydream Believer.
Yes.
Yes.
There's that one. Just that one.
Let's have the next song.
Okay.
Would you like it? Would you like
it? This is a trademark here, I'll tell you. It opens with the tenor guitar, the high strings.
Go, just to have a little fun in Mexico. Well, we ended up in a gambling spot, where the liquor flowed and the dice were hot. So here we are in the Tijuana day.
Long green.
And then I heard that a whistle blow started to run. When a man in blue said, "Senor, come with me, 'cause I want you."
So here we are in the Tijuana jail.
If you threaten me, I know 500 don't sound like much.
I know it don't,
but just try to find somebody to touch.
So here we are in the Tijuana jail. Ain't got no friend to
to jail, but bow, 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 bow.
Well, I wish we had about 2 more hours or maybe more to talk about this, but time is coming to a close, and I think it's only right that you do Tom Dooley.
We'll do Tom Dooley, and we want to thank you for having us on Folk Scene, and we really appreciate you having us here today to help us tell stories and to get this music out, because that's really what it's all about. My dad's favorite saying, he had two of them. One was, it's all about the music, and the other one, everybody sings.
Great. One very quick question before we go. Do you all have, I know Bob has grandchildren. Do you have children, grandchildren, anything that can carry this on?
I have children. And, you know, it's like with me, it's like getting them to play music is like pulling teeth. And I have a daughter who's, one of my two daughters, I have two daughters, Taylor and Lucy. Taylor's the oldest and she loves to play. And Lucy has it in her, but they just, you know, they're kind of like,
But maybe later, and we'll actually have a female Kingston Trio next time around.
There you go. The one thing is, Jason Shane, Bob's son, has 4 sons now. They're all little. So there's a thing. They got 3, and they got a built-in bass player, and they're all Shane. So,
and I know
we got a little while till they can come up.
He has a granddaughter named Stella because he got her a Stella guitar online.
There you go. I mean, matter of fact, Bob's grandchildren, one of his other grandchildren, I can't remember her name, is a beautiful singer. I mean, there's some talent on that side of the family for sure.
Well, so there's hope that Kingston Trio will go on another 60 years.
My daughter McKenna is an aspiring guitar player and pianist, and so she's trying really hard to get into our kind of music. So yeah, there's hope out there.
And a female Kingston Trio would
that would be great.
Would be great.
That would be great.
That would be wonderful. Let's hear Tom Dooley, guys.
Throughout history, there've been many songs written about the Eternal Triangle. This next one tells the story of a Mr. Grayson, a beautiful woman, and a condemned man named Tom Dooley. When the sun rises tomorrow, Tom Dooley must hang.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
Met her on the mountain, there I took her life. Met her on the mountain, stabbed her with my knife.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die. This time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be. Hadn't it been for Grayson, I'd have been in Tennessee.
Well now, boy,
hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die. This time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be. Down in some lonesome valley, hanging from a white oak tree. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
This is Folk Scene, and my guests have been Josh Reynolds, Mike Marvin, and Tim Gore Langton of the Kingston Trio. And we should mention your website.
www.kingstontrio.com.
Thank you so much for coming into the living room here at the Longhouse.
Thanks for having
us. Yeah, thanks for having us. And thank you. It's just, we love the fact that it's a living room. It's
yeah,
very
yeah,
wonderful.
Definitely.
Thank you
yes.
very,
thank you very much.
Much.
We really appreciate it.
And thanks to Wendy Waldman for use of the Longhouse.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Wendy.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
We appreciate it.
I'm Deborah Hand Cutler, and Peter Cutler is at the controls, and this is Folk Scene.